I think a lot of women are going to be confused by the debate over breast cancer screening and these new guidelines that are saying, actually, you're better off not to get screened early and often. What are people to make of this?
Well, actually, Mark, nothing has really changed with regards to the recommendation per se, because we do routine screening at age 50 for women who are at average risk of breast cancer. That is, who do not have a family history of breast cancer, do not have the genes for breast cancer, or who have breast cancer in the past. And normally screening is done at age 50 through the Ontario Breast Screening Centres, usually every 2 years, sometimes every year, depending on what the findings are. So that aspect hasn't changed. What has changed is the thinking behind screening per se. Screening should not turn healthy people into patients if they are not sick. And that's part of the problem of doing mammography at age 40 to 49. The risk of breast cancer, although people will cite they know someone who has developed breast cancer at an early age, is still very low compared to women who, as they get older, have a greater risk of breast cancer. And so what we look at, and this is from the Canadian Task Force on Preventive Care, this is sort of the gold standard organization that will look at all the body of evidence and do a systematic review, that is, look at high-quality studies to evaluate whether what we are doing is beneficial for patients or whether it is causing harm. And so they looked at women and breast cancer screening, and the evidence has demonstrated, and just as it has in the United States from the U.S. Preventive Task Force, Services Task Force, that the number of women that you need to screen, and this is the sort of the benchmark that you use, between 40 and 49, the number that you need to screen to find one breast cancer, not necessarily saving a life, but finding one breast cancer, is 2,108. And you will have false positives in those of 690 women, with 75 requiring biopsies. So one-third of them will be told that they may have breast cancer when they don't. Wow. And then some will have biopsies done unnecessarily. The major aspect and major tenet of medicine is do not do harm to your patients. And in that age group, you have more propensity to causing harm. If we compare this and move forward for women over the age of 50 to the age of 69, you will need only 721 women to find one breast cancer, as opposed to 2,100. 204 will still have false positives, and 26 will need a biopsy that is unnecessary. And at age 70 to 74, the number drops even more. The number you need to screen is 451 to find one breast cancer, 96 false positives, and 11 will need biopsies. So the point being, Mark, is that you have to take into account what your test is doing to those that are healthy and those that do not have breast cancer. Yes, you will find breast cancer in some women, but you have to minimize the risk of harm to those that don't have it and where you end up doing procedures that aren't necessary. So that's essentially what they're saying. Nothing has changed for women at age 50. It's simply commenting on 40 to 49 that no evidence is available to suggest that that provides a benefit, just as they advised against routine MRIs, breast MRIs for screening, clinical breast exams, and no self breast exams as a routine, because it doesn't really demonstrate finding things early.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.